Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
More picante sauce.
Let's use mine.
Well, that isn't paste picante sauce.
What's the difference?
Paste is made from fresh vegetables and spices.
My folks in San Antonio who know what picante sauce should taste like.
Well, this stuff's made in New York City.
New York City!
Granger. I hope you can beat a full house.
Pick up the original. Pick up the pace.
It is July 1989. The FDA has started banning non-prescription hair growth products. People cannot stop buying bolo ties. And the new hot print this season is fish. But you don't care about all that because, but what? Fish? Are you supposed to just put fish all over yourself? Or are you supposed to dress like a fisherman because you do not have dad? Wait, you have dad's big rubber pants that he keeps in that stinky cooler in the garage, the one that you're not supposed to touch. It's over near the fishing rods that hang next to the locker that you're not supposed to open. Speaking of stinky, mom and dad came back from that Fog Hat concert smelling like they'd been fighting skunks on their way home. You only know that because you woke up to find your mother cuddling in your bed, humming and asking, "Do you remember when I used to sing that to you?" And you were like, "Mom, I have a test tomorrow." And she was like, "When will you be my baby again?" And you were like, "Never." And then she laughed and fell out of your bed. And you said, "I'm going to fail bio 2 tomorrow and it'll be all your fault. I memorized 50 mollusks." And then your mom screeched with laughter and left your room and did not close the door. And you know that because you could hear both your parents roaring for the next 10 minutes when they weren't yelling, "I memorized 50 mollusks!" Wait, are mollusks fish? Because if they are, maybe you could make your own t-shirt with the drawings you did for the extra credit you needed because of that B- your parents made you get. Before you get too crafty, it's better to check the latest issue of the only place that knows your tests are important and would never laugh at you for wanting to do well in life. Yes, it's time to
realize it's the middle of summer and school's out.
I am in summer school. I'm graduating early. You are graduating early. You,
yeah.
Some you out there is
diarist.
An overachiever.
Sure.
The diarist
yep.
has places to go.
It didn't track for a bit, but it certainly does now. I just thought you think she would mention it. That's all.
No, she doesn't have time to slow it down for you. It's a diary. She knows what she means. She said what she said. Do you remember the Twitter thing? Some joke before
Do
when
you?
We used to laugh. Remember when we used to laugh? Remember when we used to laugh and we would write things and share them? And there was the one about how you would get busted from a robber in your house because you'd say a certain thing that someone could not resist yelling back because of their
yes.
profession or whatever.
Yes.
This stuff's made in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely mine.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way I could listen. I couldn't just now.
Involuntary response.
I want to tell those cowboys nothing is still made in New York City except some very expensive pickles.
Are you still doing the quote of the week thing, Pam? Because
yes,
that's a good one.
I suppose that's not true. I'm sure lots of Etsy sellers are making things in New York City.
I'm sure there's lots of cheap pickles, too.
There are cheap pickles, nope. but they're not made in New York City. They're made in, like, you know, Taiwan or something.
Those pickles are those cheap transistors.
I missed you guys.
As already discussed in our pop culture issue, our cover boy, the first ever cover boy, is Robert Downey Jr. And in the little blurb about the cover on the About Face page, it says, "Get his look by wearing absolutely no makeup at all." And I just want to say, he definitely had some makeup on.
Yeah, look at that forehead.
Mm-hmm. Look at those lips. I'm just saying, I understand why he wouldn't want to have any makeup brands credited. But even if you are a person who doesn't normally wear makeup every day, when you're on a magazine cover, you probably have some makeup on, regardless of your gender identity or your normal skin routine.
It does look like someone else is trying to take the turtleneck off of Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like his fingers, or it's one weird hand, or he's like an accomplished pianist because he has so many extra fingers. But it does not at all. They don't match. Look at the size of his hand and then the size of these, like, and all the fingers are going. I mean, they're very Robert Downey Jr. hands where he's in the middle of something.
Yes, the famous pianist Omni hand.
Pianist Omni hand is a great band. It's they're like Cronus Quartet, where you have to, like, it's a 4-hour sitch, but if you're into it, they deliver.
Good stuff.
There's also some eyeliner. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's some mascara.
Yeah. The photographer is new to us. His name is Mark Hanauer. I found his website. We'll link it in the show notes. He seems to photograph a lot of visual artists. And this is how I learned that my latest celebrity I was certain was dead, actually alive, David Hockney. Congratulations to him. I was very sure he was dead. But he is one of the first five portraits in the gallery on Mark Hanauer's website. He's one of the people that he has photographed.
It's why some of his art is still affordable.
Mm. Snap that up. Year to year first. Still alive. Real cheap paintings. Fashion feature is called lived-in looks, and the premise of this is summer fabrics are tailor-made for the heat. Go for cotton, silk, linen in clean, breezy shapes and from the earth colors for a classic, classic look. Then slip off your shoes and make things easy. This is obviously shot in Morocco. They were getting their money's worth. They didn't only confine it to that one issue that we already talked about. And this is basically an Eileen Fisher catalog. It's a lot of real shapeless, very boringly colored linen sack garments.
Yeah. That being said, I very much like page 32.
Did you say that being said or sack being said?
I would like to pick B, regardless of the truth. Look at this dress on page 32. I think probably if I saw it in real life, I'd notice the scallop sleeves are ridiculous and I wouldn't do it. But otherwise, I like how it nips in at the waist. I like the little buttons. Is this a basic bitch situation, Tara, that I found myself in?
No. This looks very colonial to me. It's not something that I would probably go for, but that's mostly because I can't wear this skirt length. But I will say, you can definitely tell this from the age before Photoshop, because you can see her undergarment through the skirt. Like, it shows that this dress is, like, sheerer than they would want you to believe it is, because she has some kind of short situation on underneath that you can see the line of it on her leg.
Not just a wig cop. She's also Spanx detective.
Sheer cop.
Smalls cop.
Smalls cop. That is what they would call them, Smalls. It's true.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Why is this model so angry all the time?
Well, it's hot.
Yeah.
Look at all the clothes they have her in.
Yeah, the next one on page 33 is more Banana Republic than Eileen Fisher. Like, old-style Banana Republic.
Yeah, she needs to be holding a blunderbuss.
Yes.
In this shot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The lighting is also trying to disguise how yellow these pants are. They're trying to make you think they're a neutral, and in fact, they are, like, banana yellow for sure.
I wouldn't be able to pull these off, personally. But the person who does, that's one of those people you're like, how does she? Look at her. She gets off a plane like this. How does she do it?
The last one, I will say, has come around. It's back in style now. This off-the-shoulder puff sleeve situation is very in. There's an article about it on The Atlantic today by Amanda Mull about how this started in a very specific area of, like, high fashion and then has trickled down to Old Navy and everywhere else. So if you can't find a shirt that doesn't have puff sleeves, this article will tell you why. Second fashion feature is called The Best Vests. Contradiction in terms, vests are bad. I'm going to come out not in favor of vests. The subhead on the first page is, one is definitely not enough. That's true because the correct number is zero. There's nothing a vest can do that a jacket or a blazer can't do better. Vests are pointless. Fight me.
Backwards with sleeves.
That's right. That's right. The models here are two identical twins. Sabrina and Serena don't approve of that. Their parents did not set them up for success with those almost identical names.
The first photo, I thought it was Cheryl Fenn from Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very Cheryl Fenn face. I think maybe they agree with you, Tara, that the best vests are actually a oxymoron here because they do a really poor job of actually showing off the vests in the photography.
Yep.
They are obscured in almost every shot. Like, here's a vest, but I'm hugging my sister and you can't see it, or
yep,
gotta put my arms in front of it and gotta hide it behind an umbrella. I'm just gonna have a headshot for some reason in the storybook vest, but whatever. Yes. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hats! That's the last picture. Hats, too! I made my own vests at some point. I just felt like this was the time to confess that.
Your Han Solo period?
They were great. They were great. They were great. They were great. I don't have, and I may have worn them with a bolo. It was probably exactly this time. That's what you did. You wore your little Ren Faire shirt. You put a vest on it and a bolo, and you lived in Jackson, Mississippi.
Did you? The royal you? Because, no, we didn't.
Were you worrying about where your cattle were?
I looked, you know, that's what Winona Ryder was wearing, too. It just looked different on me.
Was she?
Yeah, I think that this was like a Benny and June kind of time. Am I right about this?
This is, Benny and June is after this.
Well, I was ahead of my time.
She was like Benny in February.
Okay,
Bye. I'm out. Goodbye.
I can't find any proof that Winona Ryder was a bolo tie wearer, but I'm sure someone has it if it exists.
In the blackmail folder.
What does make your own vest mean? You would like buy a jacket at the thrift store and then cut off the sleeves?
First of all, she's wearing one in Heather's, a bolo.
That's not a bolo tie.
That's not?
That's her chain with the monocle.
Oh, that's her monocle. Well, okay, fine. All right. I'm sorry, what was the question?
What do you mean when you said you made your own vest? From what?
With a sewing machine, with fabric. It was the first thing.
Oh, from scratch.
That my mom... I feel like this was the first time my mom taught me how to work with a pattern. And we started with the vests because they were easier and you could get the fabric. And then I remember making they were lined. And then I remember sewing on the buckle to adjust in the back. It was like a whole thing. And then I ironed and ironed. I remember making vests like, I've made this from the fabric store. Like that magic of.
Okay, I'm sorry that I took it away from you.
I'm only making it worse by talking about it.
No, I just imagine that like the vests were so easy to make and
they
just like kept on making them and like you're giving them out to friends and you're like, well, on the vest day, and then you get to school and you're the only one wearing a vest, you're like, aw.
Best day of school. No, nobody did it. Nobody wanted them. I think you're right. No one else was wearing them. But that was also, I didn't mind being the only one wearing a thing.
And listen, I will absolutely stipulate part of the reason that I'm anti-vest is because I have big boobs and they don't look good on me.
Oh,
hey,
on.
That was like, a little fast for you to agree, jerk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we rewind back to the pre-show? To the pre-show? When you tried to pass off an old picture of me?
I think you're beautiful.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll go into that.
I feel like Billie Eilish, like this baggy look, you could wear a vest now. You could vest and t-shirt and all of that. Well, I don't, maybe not you. I now am royal you.
Sure, sure.
Are you saying, Tara, that because you have big boobs, when you wear a vest, like it doesn't go up or it doesn't go down high enough anymore? Like you got little mud flaps on top of your boobs now?
Wow.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Well, you got a vest, right?
And I wish everyone could see the hands that this man is doing on a podcast.
Okay, so you got a vest.
Making sound effects to the
vests
hands.
Are for our skinny pole people. I'll just say it right now. I cannot pull off a vest either.
Sure.
Not because I have big boobs. It's because I'm, you know, roundy. And, but when you're roundy with the boobs, that vest that's supposed to lie flat and go a certain distance down your torso now doesn't go down far enough. So they just look like mud flaps just hanging below your boobs.
Understood.
Now, let me ask you this,
Dave,
as a roundabout question. How much mud do you get on the undercarriage of your boobs while you wear a vest?
Well, mine have Yosemite Sam on them, so yeah. Nobody knows.
Tara's got those Kappa naked girls sitting down.
I can't answer that, Dave, because I would never even try on a vest. Like, it's just not, it's not my culture. No. I would never do it.
Sure.
That's wild. I think I'd still do it if the right vest came along.
More for you.
All right, let's move firmly into Tara's fashion comfort zone with our third feature, Dot Wild, page 64.
Wait a minute.
I don't know why you're a polka dot person in my head. I know you like stripes, but I feel like it's just the same thing. Dots and stripes, they go together. They're very J. Crew.
Okay,
my dog is agreeing with me constantly.
I don't think I own any polka dot items.
I mean, I understand that big, thick stripes and polka dots are kind of associated in the same sort of bucket of bold, sort of playful, kid-like prints. But yeah, Tara definitely is a stripe-only thing.
I'm just saying, she could totally pull off this Magic Hands page 64 look with the yellow top and the cute skirt.
I can't wear that yellow next to my face. But I'm not mad at the skirt. I mean, I get your point. Like, stripes and polka dots both are sort of like prints that can function as neutrals because they are all over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could, like, a lot of these have, you know, like on page 66, we've got a striped top with polka dotted overalls.
You can do stripes if you want to. You can leave those dots behind.
I mean, you can do them at the same time if you look at page 66. That's
or 69. Like, nice.
Nice.
But I did leave this for you because I know you have a problem with polka dots. So.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm wearing them right now.
The last time this came up, you were like, I can't do them. That's my recollection.
Oh, that might be true, but I am wearing polka dot bandana. Boy, Sassy's really changed me. I'm very suggestible. I flagged this to do it because I think it's funny that there's genuinely no copy here at all. Just presented without comment. They were like, we know we've done this. This is 100 times. We have some more dresses. We weren't done with the dots.
Yeah.
And hats.
Here. Yeah, but this time they branched out into cosplay on page 67. You've got the mushroom guy from Super Mario Brothers.
Oh my God, that also looks like I made that hat when I was making those vests. That hat looks so, I have all the pieces to make that hat in 5 minutes right now. It's like your mom washed your beret and you're like, oh, it's all fucked up now. They're like, no, it's great. It's still cute.
Dave, which of these girls do you want to take on a date?
Well, actually, I'll turn around on you. I have picked one.
Uh-huh.
Lucky lady. Which one do you think it is?
I think it's probably the first one.
It is the first one, yes.
Yeah. What? When you got Dave's a ginger?
The plainest one.
You got a hot ginger over here?
Nah, she looks too Instagrammy.
But this is why I thought Tara would pull off this best friend on New Girl look that you had picked.
Yeah, I'm not. The outfit is fine. I mean, it is also the plainest one.
Also, you know the other reason why I like the first one? She has spring-loaded hand weapons in her shoulders. She's like the Boba Fett action figure you couldn't really get in between Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back. Everybody thought he had a rocket that sprung out, spring-loaded action, but you didn't get that one. And I feel like this lady, not only a good date, but she's got those spring-loaded hands I love.
Yep.
She can't get a mud flap. She can't. The hands won't let her.
Cleanest shirt in town.
These huge hands are why they thought they could get away with the hands on the cover, by the way.
The little thing in her bangs that's happening here that makes her look so cute. When I wear it, I look like I'm failing an interview. Do you know what I mean? I've got sweaty piece, it's a girl's comb over situation.
Yeah.
Oh, she sprayed stuff in the wrong and it's falling apart, but she looks great. Mm-hmm. Is it the hands? Is it the model? What is it that allows you to have a slight imperfection in your hair and it's suddenly
confidence?
No, I have confidence.
No, you don't. You're terrible at confidence.
I'm sorry, you're right. I'll go. Speaking of things I don't sew, this month's making it is a horrible bandana cap.
I hate it. I fucking hate this thing.
I was going to make it just because I knew you guys would love it. And I did not want to ruin two bandanas. And I own like 40 bandanas. And I was like, I can't do it. I don't want to spend the time and then lose two great bandanas for a gag where you guys are going to be like, it is as ugly as it looks on this model.
Listen, I'm not telling you how to live, and I'm especially not telling you to shop at Amazon, but you could buy bandanas like this at Amazon for about 23 cents.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you mean for me to make one?
If you were going to.
No, I did spend 23 cents on my bandanas. I don't want to spend 46 cents worth of good bandanas for this dumbass hat.
Look, no, you shouldn't. It's dumb.
It's so dumb.
Does it look like a bandana cap? I don't know. It looks more like a jockey helmet to me.
Well, that's because of the crisscross business. But yeah, either this is giant, and they were like, please, elite model, send over the biggest haired model you have so that it looks normal.
Called Nogblor.
Right. Or it came out tiny, and they were like, just perch it on top. We'll cheat it. No one will know.
Nogblor sings backup for Omnihan.
No one's going to know it's you. We'll wrap your hair around most of your face as well.
By the end of this, we're going to have the whole fucking polysphonic spree lineup of this.
Someone wisely said, this cap is dumb. Let's make her a bandana bra and then make all attention go there. You actually have to try to find the hat on this making it because everything else is more soothing.
I disagree. I was laser focused on the stupidity of the hat. It was not until we started talking about it 2 minutes ago that I even noticed the bikini top, and that is a true fact.
So the top of the bandana, if you're looking at the picture, is basically just like a 2x2 grid alternating checkerboard with pink and blue. It really looks like the old my computer is trying to do something from Mac classic days.
Uh-huh. Yes.
With the black and white cursor.
What they've done is instead of finishing the cap, they just roll up the bottom so that you've got like one of those beanies. It's a bad, bad beanie.
Yeah.
Roll up the rim to win. Canadian content. You're welcome.
They call it snug fitting, so they're aware of what they've done here.
Snug fitting is the keyboardist.
And what they're excited about is totally reversible. So even though it's ugly on one side, it's actually ugly on both sides. And so get ready. And then what it does, this is the first time the tutorial has made sure you can make this easy thing to make. And it really slows down exactly how to do this. Like, of all the things, I think it's because it's just as easy. It's harder to make paper dolls than this bandana cap.
Sidebar, what is the point of making it reversible when both of the sides are the same?
No, then you have the blue where the purple would go and the purple where the blue would go. It'd be totally different.
Here's how you do that, Dave. Turn 90 degrees.
Wow. Innovations in bandana caps happening live on tape.
It's reversible for lice.
Lice is like their version of Flea. He's the bassist. Tara's not happy with this little side project we got going.
Feature is called Sun Smart, and God bless them for trying. It certainly, we knew less about sunscreen and avoiding, melanoma in 1989 than we do now. There's a chunk on page 41 called Ray-Ban. It says, to get mega protection from your sunscreen, you should apply it 15 to 30 minutes before you hit the sun. Sure. And then it says, always use more sunscreen than you think you need. A shot glass full is a good minimum dose for your whole body. That you are going to die. You are John McCain. Just breaking out in melanomas. May he rest in piss. But like this, that's not enough sunscreen.
A shot glass is quite a bit.
Yeah, you're 12. You got tiny bones. Nothing.
How small are your shot glasses?
I think that cream is not enough. For that cream, it's not enough.
Mm.
And I say that as someone who gets sunburns.
I mean, think of it as a shot glass full, not like a shot glass, with half.
Yes.
Knocking it back, kind of.
I understand.
The weirdest mansplaining you've ever done.
I'm just trying to figure out how much, I mean, it would explain why our sunscreen budget is $4,000 a year, I guess. But just trying to get to the bottom of why you think a shot glass isn't a lot. That's quite a bit. Are you rubbing it after? On your skin, or are you just like plopping like a big glob of something and hope it just falls down?
Well, fortunately,
she's not wrong. You should put a lot of sunscreen on.
You should, but I'm just saying a shot glass worth of sunscreen, like goopy sunscreen, goes quite a long ways. Like,
that's enough for your legs.
Wow.
That's
okay.
It. And thank God I live in the era where they have spray sunscreen, even though I'm pretty sure it doesn't work as well. But it is easier to apply.
You just got
to
use two cans on each limb, right, Darren?
No.
What I'm confused about is why they decided to use six fonts on one page.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You've got their scratchy Poplar style headline font. You've got Gil Sans bold pool size quiz. And then you have the fucking Gilmore Girl font for just like no reason in the middle of it.
It is the Gilmore Girl font.
It's just all over the place. There's seriously six, not counting like the regular fonts they use for page furniture.
Over the past 50 years, the rate of skin cancer in America has increased by 900%.
Oh, darling.
When you fry. I
get
will
your
follow.
Shot glasses and put it on just one leg where you burn. I will slather anywhere. SPF 3-2, if you need me to be
a poolside pop quiz on the side. This is also just throw it all in there. Let's put a pop quiz. But I will say, I did learn something from this quiz. Did you know that you burn more from the sand than the sun when you're at the beach?
No, but that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense as soon as you hear it. But they were like, don't think just an umbrella over your head is enough. It's actually the sand that's throwing a bunch of light at you.
Right.
Yeah.
As it is above, it is below.
I always wanted a beach umbrella. But sand was always in my eyes. I'm ready to move on because I will do this for another hour. All right, so Beauty Feature 2 is Ancient Beauty, and there's a lot of...
For the people playing at home, what article number is this using the photos from that shoot from? Is this 4 or 5 from the Moroccan travel trip?
Yeah, who knows?
The 4th,
pretty
thing?
High up.
4th at least, yeah.
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah. I get it. It's an expensive flight, it's an expensive everything, but also super easy to tell how you just, you know, shoehorning all this shit in. Too much.
They didn't know how long this magazine was going to last, I think, at some point.
Right.
So they were like, let's stock them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this feature is called Ancient Beauty, and it talks about henna and coal and mud and clay and fragrance and just things you can do to alternativize your way of looking. But they don't exactly always mention what the culture is going on behind this, or they do it
ancient.
In a way where...
Ancient.
Exactly. I just...
Over there, ancients.
From yesteryear.
Yes.
Yes. It looks like, in everyone, it looks like someone who's going to be dressed as this for the fortune teller in your school's fundraiser.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are the photos they dig up and put on Twitter to be like, this you, when the person is about to get canceled. These are like the bad Halloween costumes of yesteryear in someone's history. And they're like, oops.
Yeah,
the beaded like fez minus a tassel hat that we have hated in previous issues, I'm sorry to say, is back on the mud and clay page on page 58.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's actually just a bull putting in knickknacks.
Yeah.
It's just wearing it.
Yeah, they gotta quit.
I'm really excited about the picture of fragrance.
Scratch and sniff? No.
Yes. Like, oh, I can tell she's wearing some rose or iris root, but they all look so sad. Even the models look like this is gonna come back to haunt me. Wish I wasn't doing this spread.
Well, I'm impressed they got Stevie Nicks to show up for the Cole photo.
Ooh, baby, ooh, shot glass.
All right. Here we are in About Face. I've got my Jane Lynch voice on for no reason at all. But for many years, I was paid good money to do this into a microphone, and I don't know what to do about it now. So, Felix, we're going to do About Face. You want to make sure your colored mascara looks perfect. I realized from this that I'm just maybe never going to try it again. Because even in this picture, it looks like this was a mistake.
Yes. Yes. She looks like a before because
she looks like she's eating Cheetos with her eyes.
Exactly. She has yellowy orange mascara on, which is usually like if you have baby fine eyelashes that no one can even see. That's what she's done on purpose with this. Like, yeah, Dave is right. This Cheeto does.
She does look like she ate Cheetos.
She's going to get an infection.
Yeah.
It's past pink eye. It's orange eye.
Tara thinks anytime something's wrong with you it's pink eye until further notice.
I mean, she's right. Start there. Don't touch anything.
No.
So this says you are not supposed to use the same color pencils that you use in color mascara. And to which I say, what? I did not know that. I had no idea. Why wouldn't I put a little blue? Because I'm always matching my mascara with the eyeliner on purpose anyway. So in this case, I wouldn't.
Who I don't know.
Then it says I'm supposed to comb through it, and then I'm also supposed to put black or brown mascara on first, and then just put a touch on the outer lashes. Nobody's going to see my blue on a brown-black mascara lash already.
No.
I should just give up now.
This is too much work, and this is the effect? No, thank you. Like, even the angle on this, they could have shot her in another, like, looking, you know, three quarters turned or something so you could see them against her skin. But they don't because that also looks bad. Like, this is the best angle they could find on it, which is terrible.
The only application for this makeup is, like, it is the middle future and Earth is recognizable, but there's some differences. And one of the ones is women have orange eyelashes now. Like, it's Total Recall, right? You know, it's like that sort of movie. Mm-hmm. That's where you use it. And that's the only place you use it.
All right, is that it? Let's do an about face.
We try it. The theme this month is oil control. So I was interested because this is my number one skin problem. Their first recommendation is for Shiseido Pureness Oil Blotting Paper, which I was obsessed with in high school, except I certainly never bought the Shiseido ones. I got the Papier Poudre from The Body Shop, which was... not that I ever did, and I certainly never would, except that time I already talked about. But boy, would those be easy to shoplift. They're so small, and they would just be in an unattended little plastic Lucite case. And they do work, especially if you don't wear makeup, then they're fine. And they just are, like, literally little pieces of paper with powdery stuff on them that you blot your face like a piece of pizza.
I thought girls who carried those were so cool. Mm. That was just the coolest, discreet, like, French, like, you were just kind of... wow, does she? Mm-hmm. Who is that girl who has to blot her face like pizza?
Yeah, it's not cooler than using like makeup, you know? It's just
they
faster.
Just looked cool. They look like rolling papers, maybe, is what that's it is. True. And so I associate it with like bad girls blotting their red lips and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like Tracy Lords carries around some Pureness oil blotting paper. Nobody said it's a good time in my head. I'm just saying.
I did also have rolling paper for flute reasons.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's the nerdiest thing that's come up. What are you doing with these, young lady?
Yeah, it was hard to buy them because people thought you were going to be bad.
Fourth flutist in our band, our Arietto.
Fourth?
Yep.
Fuck you.
Them's fluting words.
A lot of flute heavy songs by this band.
I am not an oily face person, I'd say with absolutely no bragging. I'm a very dry face person. So I think that's also why I found oily faced people so mysterious. What must it be like? What must it be like to have your face work
Wish I
so
had
hard?
Pimples and acne all the time.
I just, yes, they got to, all things were marketed for them. Splashing your face with Noxzema or the Biore strips or all of it was like oily skin, a problem, buff puff. All of it was for a not me face. They were just like, you just need a little sleep. Like, the Noxzema girl was not for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they made whole girls for faces like Dara's. Anyway.
I don't like where this is going.
A
face like Dara's needs a blotting once in a while. When you're done with your flute paper, could you, in a pinch, use your flute paper?
Yeah.
To
Have
your
you
face?
Ever mixed them up?
Probably. No, I never mix them up, but it probably
Why is my flute so dry?
That's what the rolling papers are for.
Why is somebody smoking my face?
Okay, so next they try Allercreme oil regulating lotion. So this was, I went down my little rabbit hole here because what? Because it also begins with, no, Mary, sorry, but I found the greatest beauty invention for oily skin. It's called Allercreme oil regulating lotion. And you apply it with your fingertips to any oily areas of the face. And she says, in my case, all of it. That's what Mary Kay says. After cleaning your skin and before putting on any makeup, then it works all day to keep those nasty little oil glands in line. And what I want to know is, what took them so long to invent this stuff? And can I buy stock in the company? So I thought I'd look that up.
Doesn't it feel like it was invented a long time ago? This is like the Allercreme oil regulation lotion. I can picture the ad is from 1867. It's got woodcuts and, you know, cross hatching and goofy Western fonts. And it started off as something you put in your car. And then, yes, as the years went on, they decided to market it to women to put on your face.
Yeah, it's so, a guy standing on the back of a cart, and he's like, you got problems with your face? Is it greasy like a pizza? I don't know if pizza was invented yet.
Was.
You need some Allercreme. I don't know what's happening. So, but not exactly wrong, Dave, because I looked it up. It's got polymers in it.
Ooh,
and
polymers,
they called this, so it's got these little beads in it that then sit as a barrier between your skin on your face and the stuff that you put on it. And it's like, they call it Spanx for your face. For a little while, they come out with this polymer that you would put on your face, like under your under eye bags. And it's like fake skin that for about 16 hours would sit on your skin and look like you had clear skin. Anyway, I found a current company, Neutrogena, does some polymeric cleansing technology.
This sounds like they're just bringing back round, small micro scrubbers or whatever the hell that commercial was.
No. It's, yes, I hear what you're saying. I would never microbead. They're bad for the environment. We've gotten rid of those, but this, I'm trying. I'll let you know how it goes, because anything that tells me it's going to stand between my dry skin and keep it where it needs to be. And then all the stuff I'm putting on, like, you know, like sunscreen is not really that great for our skin, but we're like, use it anyway, because the alternative is worse. So if polymers can actually protect our skin and make a barrier so that the sunscreen, you can laugh all you want.
I'm just,
Dave,
laughing at the faith you put in the word polymers when you said that.
You can tell that, like, so easily I could have been an MLM person. And I'm not sure
so
if I would
easy.
Have been in charge
you're
of an MLM.
The truest thing you've said on this podcast.
I could have been, like, the Lululemon person. The LuLaRoe. Lululemon, too. Let's be honest. But I feel like I could definitely, definitely have lost all my money in an MLM. This Spanx for the face thing, I'm sad, never came out. It never actually came out. Because I guess the science wasn't fully there.
It killed every single person they tested it on.
I was just going to say, there is a product that advertises quite heavily on the Hallmark Channel after midnight ET.
That product is love.
They do advertise love. That is certainly true. Love and allergy medicines, but also this thing called Plexiderm. And if the results that you can see in the ad are real, which I'm sure they're not, they are impressive. It's just like a skin tightening cream.
Yes.
And I'm sure it's that.
I'm sure it's that, yes, because you see these silicone fusion forehead patches and stuff. These things work. Mm-hmm. These things, they don't work forever, but they absolutely, if you're about to get your picture taken or you have a particularly, someone won't use Zoom and all your filters are gone and you're like a Google Hangout, you just throw a couple of these on, moisturize, polymer, you're good to go. I can sell them to you in 5 easy installments. You tell 6 friends and then I'll know. Peace out.
Ads! Right on the inside cover of the magazine, we have a 2-page spread for CoverGirl Nail Slicks. And we talked in a previous episode about the lip slicks that are like barely color. And this is the nail version of them. And when you see, like, they look like normal nail polish in the bottles, but then they have examples of like what it looks like on a nail. And it's like the same thing. It's like, why are you bothering to do this? This is completely almost transparent.
This picture of Rachel Hunter is the worst thing I've ever seen. She looks like Siegfried and Roy morphed into one.
Another crazy hand on a face. What is this issue?
That's terrible. I only now realize it's to show that the nail polish is kind of translucent, but I feel like I'm getting cursed by looking at this photo.
Yeah. The other thing you'd never see in a nail polish ad now is the underside of the nail, which you can see on her thumb because it's like turned. Terrible. I never want to see that. It's disgusting. I don't want to see the bottom of your nail. Now all I'm thinking of is what's under your nail. There's no amount of cleaning you can do to keep it from collecting bacteria when your nails are that long. No offense if your nails are this long. These aren't even crazy long nails, but they I keep mine safe. Like mine never go past the end of my fingertip because I type all the time. And so when I see nails like this or like nails on a Teen Mom where they're like fake acrylics and they're so long and gross. I mean, Teen Mom's like not just a regular Teen Mom, a Teen Mom on the show Teen Mom. I just know when they're changing their baby's diapers, they are not washing their hands properly afterwards because they can't. I'm just saying.
You know, David Letterman, when he retired, grew that crazy Unabomber beard. Tara, when you retire from writing, are you just going to let your fingernails grow until they curve in on themselves and like, absolutely the tips not. Are brown and shit?
No. When I go and get manicures, I'm always like, cut them. They're like, cut? Because they're already very short. Like, yes, please cut them. Don't file. Filing's not good. It's not enough.
Who at CoverGirl?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Girl. Mr. C. Girl. Yep.
Decided that transparencies as a product name should be CYS.
I don't know, and I hate that, too. I hate everything about this ad.
It feels like it's like a old neighborhood in New York that, like, you know, it's like, well, it's just the way it's spelled. It's just we live with it.
Yes. That's what the Dutch called it. Now we just have to pretend that's normal.
That's the way they do it in New York City.
New York City! On page 6, we have an ad for Sunin, and I'm sorry if saying that triggered you and brought back terrible memories of your youth and mistakes that you may have made with Sunin. Sunin is a product, if you are one of our younger listeners, I'm sure it no longer exists, but it was a spray that you sprayed on your hair, and the theory was it will naturally lighten your hair in the summertime when you go out in the sun. The only thing that everyone knows about Sunin is it doesn't work and it's going to turn your hair orange and dry. It'll turn it to straw.
Pure
so
straw.
This is my pledge, my call to our listeners. Please call in 720 Sassy Go with your Sunin horror stories, even if they're secondhand, because I know you have them. Everyone knows someone who absolutely ruined their hair with Sunin.
Yes, probably because you were also putting baby oil on your face and doing the reflecting back into the sun in. So you were just setting your head on fire like a scarecrow.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll say about this girl in the middle who's in the super. It was nice of her daughters to let her be in the ad with them.
Shit!
She's got old face. I'm just saying. It's probably just a bad angle, but this makes her look like Betty White.
Wow.
She looks
Escalation.
Weird.
Mm. Yeah, she looks 90 or so. You're
well,
right.
The sun does age you.
Exactly. We have the rare 3-page spread from pages 8 to 9 to 10 for a product called Side One. I think it's the jeans. It's very lifestyle-y. It's hard to even tell what it's the shoes.
Shoes for situations.
Oh, there it is. Shoes for situations. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm.
But you're not wrong. This is more pants than shoes.
Yes. I believe the lady model is Tully, who we've seen in previous issues, mostly in 1988. Here she is playing someone named Marie Key. And then she's in this ad with someone who we're told is named Ben. But that's not Ben. That's Billy Baldwin, motherfucker. Think we don't know who he is? That's a Baldwin.
Can I ask a question? Is Billy Baldwin good looking?
Yeah.
In this or in general?
In general. I mean, the first photo that you see on the first page where she is sitting on a car.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like the clown emoji.
Yeah, he's got a bit of that like Robert De Niro.
What is the roof accent in French?
The roof? Circonflex.
Yeah, he's got circonflex eyebrows.
He does. I mean, there's a reason.
But that's a Baldwin eyebrow.
It is a Baldwin. Yes. That's what all their eyebrows look like.
Like he's trying to do a Robert De Niro impression?
No, they all have these talking like this eyebrows. It's patronizing eyebrows.
Really? Because in here, you look like you go talking like this eyebrows.
No, even in that picture, he's looking at us. Yes, it's De Niro-y, but he's looking at us like, is this chick for real?
Yeah.
Like, it's that condescension eyebrows. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yes, he is, I would say, the second best looking Baldwin.
Who was your first?
Alec.
In the day.
Yeah.
Alec back.
Not
it, but, oh, it, in his yes, I thought you meant in daytime,
like in the daytime.
In pure light. Alec Baldwin, like Baldwin at High
famous
Noon,
famous ugly vampire.
Yes, in his era, I still think he's good looking now. It's unfortunate, you know, he killed someone, but
boy,
he did.
It doesn't change the way he looks, just the way he feels.
But you know, he's also he's gone through a lot of suit sizes, shall we say. I think Billy is keeping it tight more so than Alec is. But I think they're, you know, they're both okay looking. It was very funny when they had Billy on 30 Rock to play the TV movie version of Alec Baldwin, because he is.
Yep. Mean, but fair.
Yes. It's not much of a contest after the two of them, Baldwin-wise.
Yes.
It's a real hard fall.
And the rest.
The rest here on
Yeah,
Baldwin.
I don't know if Daniel is a bad person. I haven't really kept up with him, but I think maybe in my mind I confuse him with Randy Quaid, politics-wise, and that's probably unfair to him.
Speaking of killing people.
Killing people, on page 14, we got good old Rebecca Gayhart. Speaking of the Noxzema girl, this is before she was the Noxzema girl. She was in ads for Oxy-5.
Oxy-5 is the second drummer.
Stuff for oily girls.
Yep. Guards against excessive dryness, redness, flaking, and irritation that can occur with some acne medications. It sure can. Anyway, she's very beautiful, but yes, she did kill someone with Gar. Did you not know that?
No, I know all these things. It's just, it seems like some, I don't know.
I'm just saying that in case people are like, what? I'm like hanging up the phone on that story. That's why we were not joking about her killing someone.
No, it's true. You can Google some things.
On page 18, we have the Epilady trying to extend its brand.
Hey, Sandra. Can I borrow your hair? That's the photo.
Why, yes.
They're
just taking it off.
That thing Dave hates where someone's hair is combed across.
This photo is the hair equivalent of sitting on the same side of a booth in a restaurant.
This is the Epi brush. And basically, it's like it's self-cleaning. That's the whole thing. But you can tell it's like it's sort of like Peloton, where it's like they had one good product and then they were like, we got to scale up. And they didn't have enough ideas to have a whole Epi line, as it were, because they also had face steamers, I think, around this time.
Face steamer.
Why do boys wear girls' hair as a flirting mechanism?
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. It's a move. It's a move. Is it not a move you're familiar with, Dave?
This is not the only time it's come up on this podcast, so.
I don't need it, because look what, well, this is bad podcasting, but I could have my hair do crazy Prince Valiant things right now at a moment's notice, and it's great. I don't need Tars hair.
No.
I like it, Dave. It's very luxurious. On page 21, we have something I've never heard of before called Cap Ferrat jeans, and they're hideous and sissy. This is just bad jeans. These are terrible. There's a crease in the middle.
Yes.
She looks like she's getting a yeast infection right now while she's holding some dead-ass flowers, staring off into what used to be her career. I am so sad for her. And it just says, ask for Cap Ferrat jeans at your favorite store.
You have to say out there, Danny Cap Ferrat.
And that's weird because mine's a Sam Goody. Yes. I'm like, just Cap Ferrat jeans? They're like, ma'am.
Hello, Walgreens.
Cap Ferrat.
Acid wash and stonewash jeans are, you know, bad. We've discussed this already. And sadly, we're heading into a very acid wash era. We will not see a lot of them in Sassy other than in ads. Pam is right. The crease cannot be overstated. How stupid these these jeans look, having been ironed before they drove out to the fucking Badlands to photograph her in them.
It actually looks like they just threw her out of the car. They were running out of time. They're like, fuck, we forgot about the...
We're losing light.
Just hold this. We're losing light so fast. Just put these in your hand. That's not hair or makeup. She just was wearing this. And they were like, put these jeans on.
Stand in front of the giant land shark. Let's go. We're done.
And then on page 23, we have Switch USA. And I have to say, this is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. This is denim.
Too much denim.
God, it's like if you told me this was a thing you wear in Star Trek, I would be like, yeah, this is Star Trek, the denim universe.
Yeah, and if she lifted up her skirt, she would have denim underwear on too. and denim socks.
Okay, speaking of which, they have her posed with her knee up so high so that you can see her ass is directly on this stone that they have her sitting on. Mm-hmm. There, even if she smoothed her skirt under it, there's not enough hideous denim.
60% of the Earth's or the sun's heat is reflected by that stone.
She should wear some sunscreen on that butt.
Yeah, at least two shot glasses worth just for her butt. Right, Tara?
Yes.
One for each cheek.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my Jade Lynch voice one more time because that's what mall stores were made for. You can find Switch USA at Bloomingdale's, Bullock's, Foxmoor, Contempo Casuals, J. Jacobs, Judy's, Macy's, All Stores, Sportel, Saks Fifth Avenue, Ups and Downs, and Wet Seal.
Oh my God. Any brand that is sold in Wet Seal should not also be sold in Saks Fifth Avenue. Sorry if that makes me classist, but good God.
Then I want to go to page 25, Vision Streetwear, where I got very confused because it looks like they sell no fuzz perms.
Yep.
As opposed to it being the rule to join the Vision Streetwear Club. Oh. No fuzz perms, please. But doesn't it look like no fuzz perms at Vision Streetwear send $3 for cool stuff to get your own no fuzz perm?
I have no idea what this is at all. I'm so confused now.
Vision is a skateboard apparel brand.
Yes, the clothes are Vision. But,
what's a fuzz perm?
Like a fuzzy perm, frizzy perm.
Oddly, the girl standing there has what appears to me to be a fuzzy perm. That's what I would call a fuzzy perm.
Thank you. She does.
When your spiral perm goes terribly wrong and you live in the humid places and your mousse just can't do it. You get a fuzz perm.
What actually causes this is when you do have a perm or curly hair and you brush it and then it just gets foop, like it just gets huge like that.
Aren't we well past the like a virgin Madonna era by now?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
No, but not in the skate sort of way. Like this still feels, I feel like some of this stuff never goes out of style.
Super.
I agree.
Fish netty lacy ankle length dress. The woman in the bottom middle's wearing doesn't feel like it's going to be very good for skateboarding.
No.
Very good for tangling up in your wheels and dying.
No, I watched an episode of Legendary last night, the wonderful drag ball competition show on HBO Max. Watched Legendary, but one of the people was performing in a duster coat and also had very high heels on and kept stepping on the back of his coat. I was like, you have to think this through. You can't do this to yourself. Set yourself up for success, House of Ada.
The last thing I want to talk about is in ad-wise is way in the back in that get it in the mail crappy ad section, which we've probably gone through absolutely every other one. I don't know why there was this much need for people buying pictures and copies of pictures. But this one is an ad for something called Sweet Ones. How sweet it is, how fattening it isn't. And this really took me back. I had forgotten all about want to not have the sweet that you're craving. Spray this shit in your face. Put it on your tongue. It's only one calorie. And this says, it's the rich, satisfying taste of strawberry shortcake or peaches and cream or banana split or chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse. Oh, I mean, this idea is terrible, but the idea of a chocolate mousse spray?
Spray. Without the fattening calories, it's Sweet Ones, the one-calorie diet dessert spray. Whoa. Whenever you feel the urge for one of those high-calorie desserts, satisfy it by just spraying Sweet Ones into your mouth instead. As often as you like, whenever you like. Sweet Ones, one-calorie diet dessert spray. Dessert without the calories. Although, it does say there's calories. And what if you sprayed it 100 times in your mouth? Yep. Just eat a banana split.
Just unscrew the cap and drink it. That's what I would do. Mm.
Listen to this. You can purchase Sweet Ones for the low introductory price of $2.49 per flavor, plus $1 postage and handling. Call 1-800-635-3242 to purchase by MasterCard, Visa, or send check or money order to Nutramax, along with the following coupon to Nutramax. And it's out of New Jersey. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the introductory price suggests they're going to jack it up after they get you addicted because it's got meth in it or something.
Well, also look, it's got per units, number of units, cost per, even in this, you're supposed to buy more than one kind.
Yes.
I like how the product photo of, and it's a package of Sweet Ones on a plate with a fork on its own.
Yeah.
Actually has a tiny little illustration. You can see it peeking behind the strawberry shortcake photo showing you what you do with it in case you thought it was a suppository or something. No, it actually goes in your mouth. Phew.
You're drawing of a face.
Now introducing sweet twos. This one goes up your butt.
This is akin to the diet theory that was like, you know, don't eat the thing. Just have one bite and throw the rest out. Or don't eat the thing. Just put it in your mouth and swish
just
it around and then spit it out.
Yeah.
But the evolution of sweet ones is that the vogue, like maybe 10 years ago, for Trident sugarless gum that was like key lime pie and, you know, ice cream sundae was the same kind of thing where it's just gum that gave you the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's time to talk about Sassy Club, Sassy Club.
Yay!
And it's summer in Sassy Club. And a lot of reruns this month on Sassy Club. Yeah. The towel's back. The Fantan sticks are back. Mm-hmm. Fanny pack is back. Lots of stuff is back. A few new things, though. So let's go through what we're going to buy for each other. First of all, I'm not going to buy you the tie-dye t-shirt with matching miniskirt, very red, white, and blue, because the model is really selling the mom and dad bought me this on vacation.
Yep.
And they're forcing me to wear it to the family picnic.
Mom and dad cut that hair, too.
I was going to say, they also made me get this haircut that shows out my off my ears.
Mm-hmm. And three people have said, you're such a well-behaved boy. And I'm like,
I'm in a skirt.
Yeah.
So what I've decided to get you all.
My boobs hurt.
Is excellent ethnic-looking peace earrings.
Uh-huh.
What a nice way to say appropriation without care.
Yeah, in the same issue as the growing up Navajo feature as well.
That's right. Which, by the way, we discussed and just threw out because we're like, we're idiots. We actually can't talk about this properly. And then we're like, all right, well, let's axe it. And this earrings, we'd be wearing them while we discussed it if we were back in 89.
Dave is actually quoting here. Excellent ethnic looking pierced earrings. Like, you should know, he didn't just describe something in his own.
No,
that's
no.
what it says.
Yeah.
Excellent ethnic looking. My gosh.
And they're like a thunderbird and a shell with feathers hanging off it.
It says Indian bird charm. Yeah. It's just terrible.
Yeah. I'm going to buy Dave the sunglasses keychains that will immediately break in half in his pocket. What a dumb, dumb idea.
They're not comfy.
I tell you what they're good for is when you have it on and you're also a person, for whatever reason, likes to have troll dolls in the other pockets. You take the troll doll out, you put these little sunglasses on, and I'm a troll.
Okay, that's kind of cute. Now I'm not mad at it. And Pam is getting the silver bangles.
Oh, thanks. That really seems like you were already at the cash register and you were like, fuck, Pam, I'm going to go to these silver bangles.
No, I had to look at both pages and be like, what in here is new? And those are like the only two things.
It's a tiny little mini book about it's fun true. Wines.
Yeah. There's not much left. This is some real slim pickings for you guys. I feel like I have to get you these dumb glasses that are glasses and sunglasses, but what are the lenses? Do you have to then take them and get your prescription in them? I don't want to make you have to do work. I don't want to buy you that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just going to get you these. Can you buy these dresses? Is this for sale?
Yeah, the dresses for sale.
These body-hugging nylon tank dresses.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the fuchsia.
Because they look like Kari were in Remote Control. Like, this is all she ever wore. And I think that's short hair, big ears girl, and she looks much better. She feels much better in this outfit. She's like, yeah, bitch, this is what I look like. Not that other thing.
The diary for July 1989 is titled Jane is Our Friend. It was collectively written by all of the staff because normally, as we know, Jane writes the diary and picks a different staffer to describe. For this one, they're all describing her, and it's a photo of her with her little Oxfords up on her desk and her jeans rolled up and Pam's favorite band, Hugo Largo, represented on her desk.
If I could be a cheetah, I'd run around and do things like eat meat.
So it's a lot of talk about how Jane is very young. She doesn't have a huge amount of authority and she's a great boss and they all love her. But there's a little story in the second paragraph about When Elizabeth was interviewed for her position as Jane's assistant, they sat in a room together for 15 minutes before Eliz realized Jane was interviewing her, which I've been in that situation. I went to one of my very last job interviews before doing whatever the hell I'm doing now was for what I thought was a casual coffee meetup to just meet someone, and then realized halfway through, oh, she's trying to get me to stop asking her questions because she's trying to interview me. This is not just a conversation.
Well, you're friendly. This same thing could easily happen to me. Yeah.
I mean, it was fine. I got the job, but it was just weird.
The bottom of the little article here has everybody's signature, all the staff. Mm-hmm. Based on their signatures,
yep.
Who do you think ends up being the serial killer out of this group, and why is it Christina?
Yes. Yes. I was crafting that. Say what?
Say what?
Say what? Section number one, we want Mike's guys. They're talking about that guys just want one thing article, and they're writing to Mike. Stephanie from Mount Airy, North Carolina says, Mike, I read your article, guys just want one thing, and it got me thinking. I've always thought of guys as animals, but after your article, I guess there are some warm-hearted, emotional guys in this world. I wish you would direct some to me. I'm 14, and all the guys I've dated and my present boyfriend, Eddie, he would kill me if I didn't mention his name, is half and half, sometimes perverted and sometimes sensitive, have that one thing on their minds. Thanks for the article! 2 exclamation points. Calling someone perverted is just such a 14-year-old.
Only half the time.
He's like half and half. Like he's like kind of perverted, but then like he's sensitive. Like it's just made me. It was so 14. I really enjoyed it. Can I have some nice guys? I mean, I have a boyfriend. I should mention him. His name is Eddie. He's like a total perv and a sweetie.
this letter could use a second edit. That parenthetical is way too long. Sorry.
Don't change, Stephanie. You're perfect.
I know you're 14. Also, all the guys I've dated, you're 14. How many is that? 3?
Well, listen, letter number 2, I didn't highlight it, but it's the exact same thing. Tina from Indian Lake, Ohio says, I'm writing about your article about guys wanting one thing. I don't know where you found those guys, but I wish you'd send one of them to me. Every guy I've ever gone out with has been the same about one thing. He loves me until I say no, and then he loves my best friend who never says no. I'm not saying every guy in the world is a sex-crazed maniac with no morals, but I wish the few that aren't would give me a call sometime. Just shitting on people left and right, Tina and Stephanie.
Then he loves my best friend who never says no. Shelly, she'd kill me if I didn't say her name. What's up with Toby? This may be a strange question, but what is going to happen next in Toby's life? You know, Toby of the story Red, fiction, May. Well, what's going to happen? I love that story. I love Toby. What would be incredibly cool is if there were more Toby stories, like Life According to Toby and the continuing saga or something. Seriously, says the suspiciously unnamed SS of Warren, Michigan. No one wrote in to say they wanted more Toby. That was one of the worst short stories that we've ever seen. SS for short story?
Mm-hmm.
I think what they're actually asking is, could you put more story in the story you already published? Because it had none. Then Horoscope. In every magazine I get, I always read my horoscope, and nothing ever came even close to what was predicted until I read Sassy from April. It told me that my days to stay in bed were the 10th and 11th, and I should have. The 10th, I woke up 15 minutes before the bus came. Did you make it? And then when I got home from school, our 3 dogs, 75% wolf, had gotten loose and killed our goats. That's not the end of the letter. On the 11th, I found out we were going to put the dogs to sleep. Thanks for the accurate predictions, says Pisces in Washington, New Hampshire. Holy shit. Did you write this letter for your therapist? Because yikes. Yikes.
I mean, if you have dogs that are 75% wolf, maybe you got what is expected.
Yeah.
They love goats.
3 of them.
In the show notes, it just says, Jesus Christ. It just made me laugh so hard when I was rolling through.
Well, that's true. Finally, I loved how Breathe made their favorite video. No, you didn't. I'm glad you changed your mind about the group, Christina. I have the Breathe album, All That Jazz. On the album cover, there are 4 guys. What happened to Michael Delahunty? He wasn't mentioned in the article at all. Did he quit the band? Christina did a research. According to David Glasper, the lead singer, bass player Michael Delahunty was never an integral part of the band. Rude. Yikes. And left 1 year ago because of creative differences. Mm-hmm. Isn't that why all bands break up? Well, they didn't break up. Sounds like they kicked him out, but yes.
Yes, but he would kill you if you didn't mention his name.
Yeah, thanks for writing in, Michael. Way back on page 91, we have Inside Out, We Bowl with the Stars. They went to a tournament to benefit the Second Stage Theater. Some celebrities were there. And I want to talk about the photo selection because there's a shot of Elizabeth McGovern, who at this point was already a movie star. And it is shot from the parking lot. And then directly underneath her is a shot of fucking Neil. Shot from like 1 foot away. Like, I don't know, maybe put the actual famous person in a photo where you can actually see who she is. That said, her outfit is very cute, what I can make out of it. They also refer to one of the other guests who is not depicted, but mentioned is Kevin Bacon. And they say, and his pregnant wife, which is very rude. Next time, we'll be sharing our results from the Rate Your Social Conscience quiz and playing your latest voicemail. So get them in, 720-SASSY-GO, or right on our website at listentosassy.com/hotline.
Woo! You can follow us at Listen to Sassy on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, you can support us on Patreon through the Listen to Sassy Club. $5 a month gets you a whole bunch of great perks, including our watch-alongs, ad-free episodes, PDF scans of the whole fucking magazine. That's right, fucking magazine.
Yep.
Go to patreon.com/listentosassy to get there directly. And of course, you can support us for free by rate and reviewing us on the podcast app of your choice. We are currently asking for 8-star reviews. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You can also call us. Our hotline is 720-SASSY-GO. Leave us a voicemail about the show or the magazine, and we may play it on a future episode. You can find more information about the podcast, visual aids for all our episodes, and contact info for all of us at listentosassy.com. This episode's quote to remember is, I mean, there are cheap pickles, but they're not made in New York City. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. And if you're still here, get ready for Mongo Bop Fest, starring pianist Omnihand, Lice, Recipe Font, Snug Fitting, the keyboardist, See a Side Project, Eileen Fisher Spread, Shot Glass Full, Evian Money, Rolling Paper for Flute Reasons, Denim Underwear, No Fuzz Perm, Diamond Sylvestrin, Capper Vat Jeans, Oxy 5, Corn Silk, Loose Powder, Sweet Defeat, and 75% Wolf. You'll pay for the whole seat. Yes! New York City! It turns out there's something now called Sweet Defeat Anti-Sugar Spray. This says it's got Glimena Sylvester.
Oh, gotta have that.
GYMNEMASYLVESTRA. How do you say it, Tara?
Polymers.
Swish.
You'll burn more quickly when you're sweating, cause perspiration allows more of the skin's rays to penetrate your skin. Get your shot glass. In fact, you wanna get six. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. How's that? It doesn't exactly rhyme.
No, it doesn't.
But I don't have the time.
Yeah.
But if you want to live in New York City, go make some salsa, bitch. New York City!
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.